message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you to God's presence once again tonight. I trust God that while the ministrations were on, that God must have done many things in the life of many of us here. I'll be looking forward to hearing those testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. Quickly, I'll be speaking on breaking barriers to vision accomplishment. Don't forget that we're in our month of vision. New vision, new songs. And tonight, I want to first congratulate you for being here tonight, because I know that nobody here will return back empty-handed in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loud amen? You will not return back empty-handed in the name of Jesus. Recently, somebody told me that vigils are more difficult to do than fastings. And of late, I have discovered that to be very true. Because sometimes you might not even feel like eating. Sometimes you might feel like even losing weight. But at night, you will feel like sleeping. Naturally, you will feel like sleeping. And that's why night season is a very important season for any destiny that will matter. Night season. There is no great destiny that you can find either in the Christendom or in the other side that does not operate in the night. Every great destiny is a function of the utilization of the night season. That's why in these next few minutes you must not doze. Night season is not a time to toy with. It's a time of destiny. And tonight, God will surprise you. Breaking barriers to vision accomplishments. God has destined you for accomplishment. He has destined you for success in life. He has destined you to make it. In 3 John verse 2, say, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. That is my desire for you. I want you to be in health, even as your soul prospers. My desire is that you do well, that you break through in life. Also, in Isaiah 54 verse 3, telling us that you are meant to break forth on every side. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand. Somebody say amen. And on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. And make the desolate cities to be inhabited. In Isaiah 55 verse 12, Isaiah 55 verse 8, the Bible says, for ye shall go out with joy. Somebody say amen. Amen. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. So all your path is destined for continuous vision accomplishment. You go out on your walk with joy, you return back with joy. Every time you move forward, let me see, have that scripture. Every time you move, you go out on your business, you go out on your walk, you are meant to go forth and accomplish so much. For you go out with joy and be led forth with peace. And the mountain and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. That is, challenges will naturally move way and it will give way to new songs. Somebody say amen. Amen. Your challenges will give way to you. Naturally, everybody knows that a mountain is a challenge. He says your mountain will now become instrument of singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you. The eternal hindrances will begin to clap their hands for you because you have become the winner. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. That is God's will for you. However, the enemy does not want this to happen. In 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, the Bible says, for a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. A great door of accomplishment of my task is open to me. But there are some adversaries that say, no, you will not accomplish it. great opportunities, great liftings, great testimonies are available for me, but some forces. Now listen to me, you don't need to be a bad person before you have enemies. Everybody has enemies. Everybody has. You cannot escape it. You are rich, you have enemies. You are poor, you have enemies. You are tall, you have enemies. You are short, you have enemies. Everybody will have enemies. But you are the one that will conquer all of them. I say you are the one that will conquer all of them. Every vision will always attract adversaries. I know you have something in your heart you want God to do for you. Maritally, financially, academically, in many other ways. But definitely some people will stand and say, no, this thing will not come to pass. But today, their devices are hereby crushed to pieces in Jesus' name. And there are many types of barriers to visions. I'll be showing you about six of them or so tonight, if I have the time, before we go into prayers. I'm trusting God that by 2:30 today, we should be able to finish, thereby saving quite some time. Praise the Lord. Somebody happy about that? Shout hallelujah. Since you didn't shout very well, we'll go back to our normal. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Examples of barriers to vision. Number one barrier to vision accomplishment is called health barriers. Health barriers. A health barrier is a stronghold or attack against one's health. A person that is not yet old, yet looking like an old person, is a barrier. A young person that cannot do what a young person is doing is a barrier. In Luke 13, verse 11, all through to verse 13, and of course verse 16, Luke 13, there's a story of a woman there who had an infirmity for 18 years. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Somebody say 18 years. How many years in this world for someone to have infirmity for 18 years? And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Yes, next verse. To 13 and then 16. Open your ears. Next verse. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. At 16 now. And then Jesus said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound low these 18 years, to be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Now, the summary of this story is that this woman was bent for 18 years. She could not stand up for 18 years. I can imagine if she was married and she wanted to cook in the kitchen. How does she cook? How can she cook? If her husband wants to embrace her, how will it be possible with this condition? If she wants to drive, how shall she drive a car? 18 solid years. This woman had a great vision for her life, but health challenges debarred her. Now, I speak to somebody here today. Every form of health challenges shall become a thing of the past in the name of Jesus. It shall become a thing of the past in the name of Jesus. Health, devil likes to do it a lot. There's a man in the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. Who had a challenge from his mother's womb. This one is even worse than 18 years. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. And then Peter and John were walking into the house of God and saw him where he was begging at the entrance of the temple. He has always been a beggar. That's another challenge. We'll get to that later. He was a lame man from his mother's womb. He was lame from his mother's womb. And then Peter and John saw him. He looked at them and said, give me some money. He said, silver and gold I have not. He said, but in the name of Jesus, rise up. And the Bible says he got up and began to walk. He got up and began to walk. Somebody's here today. What you could not do before, you will do it tonight. What was difficult for you in your health before, you will do it tonight. That your leg that you cannot carry very well, you will carry tonight. That your organs of your body that was not working very well, tonight marks the end of that affliction. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. In Jeremiah 30 verse 17, the Bible says, God said, for I will restore health unto thee. So our God is a restorer of health. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thy wounds. So it doesn't matter how damaged your health is, God will restore it today. I say, God will restore it today. That organ of your body that is malfunctioning shall be restored today. That issue of concern shall become a testimony in the name of Jesus. This time Sunday morning, you are sharing testimony of your healings. This time Sunday morning, you are sharing testimony of your healings. Let me hear your loudest amen. Your testimony shall be the biggest on Sunday. In Jeremiah 33 verse 6 says, behold, I will bring it health and cure. Behold, I will bring it health. That is, I will bring, if you are sick, I will bring health and I will cure it. That pain is declared cured tonight. That weakness of the body is cured tonight. And this same anointing goes to every member of your family. In the name of Jesus. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. That will be your testimony in Jesus' name. Number two barrier to vision accomplishment is financial barrier. This is one of the most prevalent barriers to the accomplishment of visions. Financial barriers. Wanting to start a business, there's no capital. Wanting to start a project, there's no money to start. Having a good idea without having money to execute it is one of the greatest frustrations of destiny. Good idea, but there's no finance, there's no help. And God does not want us to be in lack. That's why Jesus came in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was poor, he became rich. Though he was rich, he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. So Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. That Christ came so that he was poor, then so that you can become rich. He was a poor person. He was rich before. Then he turned into a poor person and handed over his riches to you. He gave his riches, handed it over to you. He was already rich. He now gave his own riches. He handed it. So you are not meant to be poor. Let me hear you shout, I will never be poor. Some people could not even say it. Let me hear you shout, I will never be poor. In my place, they say it is with your mouth that you say my own is okay. In my place, they say it is with your mouth you say my own is doing better, my own is okay. One of the worst things that can happen to a human being is to shut one's mouth to be shut. Once the mouth is shut, destiny is shut. That's why every day the devil wants you to say wrong things. Nigeria is bad. Oh, nobody can be rich. We don't even know all these rich people. We don't even know where they're getting their money from. You will be very, very rich. I say you will be very, very rich. Jesus cannot be poor because of you and then you are poor again. In my place, they say two suffering. Two suffering cannot be for an okugbe. Two suffering cannot be for a person. Your father suffered, you will not suffer. Your grandfather suffered, you will not suffer. Also, in my place, they say three generations does not suffer at the same time. Have you have not heard that one before? If your grandfather suffered, your father suffered, you will never suffer. Can I hear your loudest amen? In Philippians 4 verse 19. Philippians 4 verse 19. For my God will supply all my needs. Somebody say all. All, not some. He will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will supply all, everything I want. He's already provided. He's already provided. Everything you need is already provided. You know that song? He has already provided everything you need. It's just for you to call them forth. You call forth your money. You call forth your blessing. You call forth your children. You call forth your husband. You call forth your resources. You call forth your grades. You will never be behind again. Can I hear your loudest amen? I say you will never be behind again. In Matthew 7, from verse 7 to 11. Matthew 7, 7. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened unto you. Who amongst you will his son ask for fish? And you give him a stone. Or if he asks, if he asks for bread, you give him a stone. If he asks for fish, you give him a serpent. If you know how to give good things to your children, as bad as you are, you know how to bless your children, how much more me? I will bless you. I will change your life if you can ask me. As bad as you are, you know how to give good to your children. You buy them shoes, you buy them clothes, you pay their school fees. And me and you, we are not on the same level. God will shower you with blessings. Those who are envying you, they have not seen anything. Because very, very soon, your story will become a very, very great story. I say your story will become a very, very great story. Those you are borrowing money from now, you will soon be borrowing their money. Those who are assisting you now, very soon you are the tide will turn. You are the one that will be giving them something. If I were you, I would say louder amen. If I were you, I would say louder amen. Financial barriers is one of the major problems. This financial barrier mostly is caused by lack of obedience, lack of covenant practice, lack of a giving heart and a giving spirit. In Luke chapter 6 verse 38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Give good measure, press down and shake it together, shall, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So if you desire this barrier to be broken, then the heart of a giver must be you. Every day of your life, you should be thinking of what can I give? What can I? Jesus gave and gave and gave and gave. After some time, he gave himself. He gave and gave and gave and gave. And when there was nothing left, okay, I give myself. May that giving grace fall on each one here today in Jesus' name. I say, may that giving grace fall on each one here today in Jesus' name. May that giving grace fall on each one here today in Jesus' name. Every form of struggling turns into financial surplus. Every form of struggling turns to financial surplus. Number three barrier to visual accomplishment is called lack of divine backing. Listen to this. No matter what you want to do in life, even if men refuse to back you up, there is one person that must back you up. He says, even when my father, my mother forsake me. So fathers, mothers can forsake us. Friends can forsake us. Neighbors can forsake. There is one person that must always back you up. That is the Almighty God. The backing of the Almighty God is superior to the backing of all the presidents of this world put together. If you have earthly connection, without heavenly connection and heavenly backing, it will still fail. Look at that man that was trying to be a president long time ago, MK Abiola. He tried and tried. He was the richest in the nation. He had companies everywhere. This was the man that said, listen, don't sleep now, because this one will bless you for life. This man said, if poverty or devourer enter into his money, he said the thing we eat, the little he can eat, and come out again. He's so rich. He said, when poverty enter my money, he said, if devourer enter my money, he said, it will eat. After some time, it will be tired of it, it will go away. And he tried to become the president, and he died while trying to do it. No matter your goal or your vision in life, one thing is very important. Secure God's backing for your vision to come to pass. Do you know one thing? I'm not so interested so much in how many of human beings are in support of me. The most important support I don't want to lose is this support. Heavenly support. The support of my Creator. The support of my Sustainer and the support of my caller. If you don't know your caller, you will end up in a corner. If you don't know the person that called you, if you don't know the person backing you up, you will end up as a nobody. That's why crying, we are at the door of one person. It's nonsense. God is there for you. And he can never fail you. He can never fail you. He can never fail you. As from today, your weeping is over. I say your weeping is over. Your crying is over. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. From today, you will get heaven support. For that your small business, you will get heaven support. For that your small venture, you will get heaven support. For your career, you will get heaven support. In Genesis chapter 11, from verse 1, you know that story very well, when they were trying to build the Tower of Babel. They were building, and God came there to watch them. And all of a sudden, God said, these guys, the way they are doing this, I don't want to give them my support. Oh yeah, scatter their language. You didn't get to this place. Go to verse 3. And they said one to another, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had bricks for stone and slime had they for mortar. Yes, now. And they said, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men were building. Yes. Go on, please. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. They have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained for them, which they have imagined to do. Let us go down. And there confound their language. God withdrew his support. God will not withdraw his support from your life. They were building. All of a sudden, God said, this thing you are building, I don't want it. This thing you are building, I don't want it. I withdraw my support. From today, nobody here will lack God's support. In the building of your home, you will not lack God's support. In the building of a formidable career, you will not lack God's support. In the building of your GP from scratch, from zero level, from 100 level, you want to build it to 4.95, you will not lack God's support. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? In the building of your marital destiny, you will not lack God's support. Everything you do, you will not lack God's support. God's support is so important for the accomplishment of your vision. And from today, you will not lack it. Number 4. Barriers to the accomplishment of the vision of a man is satanically constructed barriers. Hey! In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. The Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing down to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now listen to this, friends. There is a war between darkness and light. There is a war between the forces of the wicked and your destiny. If you are going to amount to anything in life, devil will try to challenge your destiny. It surprises me when you say, devil is attacking me. Who do you want the devil to attack? Do you want him to attack somebody that is mad and has no destiny? It is somebody like you and I that is going somewhere that the wicked will attack. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God to be pulling down strongholds and casting out imaginations and every height that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. In Ephesians 6 verse 12, the Bible explains to us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness. Somebody say wickedness. Spiritual wickedness in high places. That is what is against your vision. I don't even know why things are so tough for me. Wickedness is against you. I don't even know why I'm working so hard and there's no result. Wickedness in high places are against their company. That's why you must not doze in a meeting like this. It means they pursue you enter church. Because the meeting will soon finish. So why will you doze? The meeting will soon finish. You have to press on because you are at the last minute. And you have to fight and win. You will be a conqueror. Amen. I say you will be a conqueror. Amen. Listen to me. The battle that killed your parent will not be able to kill you. Amen. The battle that your father fought, that made him to be extinguished, it will not be able to extinguish you. Amen. The battle that your family members fought, and made them to be under the ground will never be able to kill you. Amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Amen. Your vision is under attack. Your intention to become great, your intention to have peace, your intention to have children, devil will always want to confront it. He said, why? That's his work. John 10 verse 10, the enemy cometh, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundant. John chapter 10 verse 10. So, the reason why Christ came is to dislodge the wicked. 1 John 3 verse 8b. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Every works of the enemy in your life be terminated today. I said be terminated today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? The reason why you have to pray tonight is because Satan is after your destiny. Satan is after your peace. He does not want you to have peace of mind, but he will fail. I said devil will fail. Amen. Over your children, the devil will fail. Amen. Over your family, the devil will fail. Amen. Over your family, the devil will fail. Amen. Christ came to give you peace of mind. For this is the purpose why he came. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the enemy. Today, what the meandering of the enemy over your destiny is destroyed by fire. Is destroyed by fire. And so when it's time to pray, I expect you to be aggressive. I expect you to be aggressive. Number five. Constraint or barriers to the fulfillment of one's vision is family and lineage related barriers. And I think I need to be fast now because we need more time to pray. So let's go. Family and lineage barriers. These are barriers that come from where you came from. How many of you know that blood is very powerful? You will see some children. It will look as if the father vomited the child. You will see some ladies, it will look as if the mother just vomited the child, as in the child did not even go to, she just brought out the child from her stomach and vomited. Carbon copy. Blood is powerful. There are things from our parents that are negative, which creeped into our life. There's nothing you can do about it. There are some behavioral patterns. There are some trends from our parents. You can, it is from the blood. If you see my father, you cannot be surprised that this is my height. If you see my father, you can say, why is your father not like this? No. You will see my father, you will know that this is my father. Blood is powerful. I don't have time to go into this because of time tonight. But I want you to know that every negative thing you have sensed in your family that has been a barrier to them will no longer be a barrier to you. What was a barrier to them will no longer be a barrier to you. Listen to me. There are some families, there is a limit to which where they can get to. It's like a barrier. Nobody goes beyond this education. Or nobody goes beyond this. Nobody can go beyond this level of money. Everybody is like there's a peg. Nobody can go beyond this GP. That peg is crashed today. Amen. Friends, as God liveth, you are setting a new record. Amen. I say you are setting a new record. Amen. 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 Isaac broke the record of Abraham. Jacob broke the record of Isaac. Joseph broke the record of Jacob. You are breaking new records today. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Abraham was blessed. Isaac was super blessed. Isaac was super blessed. Jacob was super, superlistically blessed. Yes. Jacob was super, superlistically blessed. Joseph was massively and audaciously blessed. He was in charge. Everything was under his control. Everything. When Jacob died, the whole of Egypt, they followed Joseph for his father's burial. The whole, you can imagine if somebody's father died, and the whole of Abuja, everybody, all the senators, all the president, the vice president, the wives, all their cooks, everybody loaded themselves and followed one man. Friend, you are the next person God is creating that way. You are the next person God will change his story. Can I hear your amen? No more family limitation. I said no more family limitation. No more family limitation. I've made up my mind. Anywhere anybody in my family get to in life, where we get to, will be their own, will be like a child's play. It must be. I'm operating under a new covenant. Can't operate under old style. I have zero level of patience for failure. Zero, 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 zero. I can say it like 1,000 times. Zero level of patience for failure. Number 6, barriers to the accomplishment of what God has wants for you is called territorial barriers. When you look at the children of Israel, when they were under captivity for 400 years, they were under the captivity of territorial barriers. God's Exodus 12 verse 12 explains this to us. These were the gods that held them in captivity. It was not really Pharaoh that held them in captivity. The terrors of the environment. Now look at this. Can we read this together? Everybody now. Wait 1 minute. Everybody, can we look at the screen? To the left, to the right. Everybody, everybody. I'm waiting. I'm still looking at some eyes still down. God bless, with your teeth outside smiling. Hallelujah. Now, let's read. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. Hold on there. We pass through the land of Egypt. When? When? When will God pass through your life? You can see why I say you must not sleep now. Let's start all over again. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and we smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. These were the people that were responsible for the captivity of the children of Israel for 400 years. Not Pharaoh. They were the ones giving Pharaoh boldness. There's nothing they can do. Stop them. Kill them. Pursue them. Kill their firstborn. Destroy them. Don't give them bricks again. Don't give them food again. Oh yeah, they were the this God. There is what? Listen to me. There are territorial spirits. There are in every environment you want to do business, in every place you want to go to in life to succeed. That's why I laugh tire when I see people they leave one location. They say another location is easier. Fine, if God says that is where you are going to prosper, fine. But I want to tell you, it's not easier anywhere than anywhere. It's not easier in Lagos than here. Neither is it more difficult in Lagos than here. Billionaires are here. Paupers are here. Billionaires are in Lagos. Paupers are there. What is important is that you take charge. You take charge. And you dislodge the territorial spirits. The forces that say you will not come out with a good grade, you dislodge them. Powers that say that you will not carry your baby, you dislodge them. Forces that say that your career will not progress, you dislodge them. They are territorial spirits. I was praying some nights ago in the middle of the night, and I was hearing the sound of one bird, like something threatening my prayers. I said, stop it in the name of Jesus. Like something coming to tell you, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is your problem? This was like around 1:30 to 2 or so. Live and direct. Just came and was making noise. Making noise in the stop. Are you alright? Are you crazy? Bears of your age are inside their nest now sleeping. Or you are dead. Open money. There are territorial spirits. There are forces around us. Friends, every force around you that does not want you to know peace, the fire of God will roast them. I said the fire of God will roast them. The fire of God will roast them. There are altars, satanic altars, which will not allow a Christian to rest. I think I better stop here because of time. There are satanic altars that will not allow a Christian to rest. Altars of evil, altars of wickedness, all such altars are set on fire today in the name of Jesus. Quickly, as I begin to round up, what are the keys to breaking the barriers? All these six barriers I've shown you tonight, what are the keys? Number one, key to breaking the barriers is identify the barrier. Identify the area that you are facing challenges. Just like if you have a course and you know the course that gives you challenge. While I was an undergraduate, the course that used to give us challenge in my own department, one of the major courses that used to give us challenge was cost accounting. It was a challenge. So identify that particular area. That particular aspect of your life where there's a barrier. In this area, there's a challenge. I always struggle before I always get things done. My pocket is out of 12 months in a year. There's hardly 6 months I can say I have money. All the others is just managing, borrowing salt here and there. You identify. Number two, key to breaking the barriers is secure the right scripture. Secure knowledge to fight the situation. Many of us are so weak in Bible study. We are so weak. Every other thing, we are okay. We are very weak in studying the Bible. Most Christians, their Bible study is only church Bible study. What is studied in the church is only... No, there is no student that can excel by what teacher teaches him only. You have to go back to study on your own. No first class student becomes a first class student by just attending lectures. Hello? Hello? You can't be a first class student by just attending lectures. You must go back to study. That's what the Bible says. Study to show thyself approved. A workman that did not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So study. I'm having challenges in this area. Then you say, Father, show me the scripture that relates to this issue. Then you war with that scripture. You go into warfare with that scripture. And somebody's here today. Scriptures shall become light to you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? The Bible says, it says, open down my eyes. Psalm 119 verse 18, I guess. Psalm 119 verse 18. It says, open down my eyes that I might behold wondrous things in thy laws. Somebody's here today. God is going to open your eyes. I say, God is going to open your eyes to see great things from his word in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Number three. Key to breaking barriers to vision accomplishment is engage in fasting and prayers. Engage. The scripture I quoted earlier, Psalm 119 verse 18, was not projected. Engage, number three, engage in fasting and prayer to dislodge the network of Satan against your rising. Isaiah 58 verse 5 to 8. Isaiah 58, 5 to 8. Engage in fasting and prayers. That is, it says, is go to verse 6. Verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Go on, please. A 7. Is it not to deal with the bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out? Now, what that place is trying to say, go back to verse 6, is that you have to engage the mystery of fasting and prayer to secure a new position in life. It's not the fast that I have chosen to lose the bands of wickedness, that is to lose chains. Somebody's chains is loose today. Somebody's chains is loose today. Somebody's chains is loose today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Now go to verse 8. Verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Then shall... Now let's read together, everybody. Look up now with a smile. Auntie, smile. Yeah, let's read. Let's go. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Somebody say amen. Amen. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear. We say, when you fast, you lose yourself from captivity. He said, your light will break forth as the morning. Can somebody hold down the morning? Now, it is to two now. Can anybody hold down the money? I say, no, it must not be money. Money must not come today. Is it possible? The Bible says, when you fast, nobody can hold down your rising and your shining. When you fast regularly, you continue to shine. Nobody can say you should not shine. Why? You are fasting. Just like nobody can stop the morning from being bright, nobody can stop you from coming out bright. You will come out very bright. I say, you will come out very bright. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? So, engage in fasting and prayers to dislodge satanic network against your... Listen to me. One of the best times to pray is night season. That was a day unto day, utterance speech. Night unto night, showeth knowledge. The night season is a time of brutality, where the wicked tries to do evil. It doesn't matter how long. Some can pray for 3 hours in the night. Some can pray 4 hours. But make sure that between the hours of 12 and 5, your voice must be heard enough. Make sure between the hours of 12 and 5, your voice, because that is the time when destinies are created. That is the time when things happen in the spirit. If you will make it in life, you must utilize that ninth season. If you will survive the satanic cobweb against your destiny, you must not sleep every night. Between the hours of 12 and 5, every day, every day, every day, every day. They do it, you wake up, you destroy it. They say it, you wake up, you scatter it. Say, who seeth a thing and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? From today, everybody wishing you evil, it will go back to them and their children. Everybody saying that it won't be better for you, it will never be better for them. I can't hear your amen. Oh. Anybody that says that things will not get better for you, it will never be better for them. Anybody that wishes you and your children death will never leave their family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number what? On keys to breaking barrier. I said number one is what? Identify the barrier. Number two, secure the right scripture to deal with the bad situation. Yes, Psalm 119 verse 18. Number three, engage in fasting and prayer to dislodge the network of devil against you. Isaiah 58 verse 6 to 8. Number four is keep the fire burning to prevent the reestablishment of this network. Leviticus 6 verse 13. Leviticus 6 verse 13. Let the fire be burning on the altar. It must not go out. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. So if you want to keep the beast away, keep the fire. There is no great destiny that does not come out of a great effort. You can't just break through like that. You just break through like that. Just like that. For where? There is no great destiny without great effort. There is no great destiny without great effort. There is no great destiny without great investment. The more you invest, the more you have returns. So keep the fire burning. Lakato, leketeada, rakata balagada, lekoto balagada. Speaking in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in your understanding, stamping your feet and declaring how you want things to be. From your bedroom, you construct your grades. You construct your grades. So-so cost, this cost. So-so cost, this cost. You construct, you direct sales. I told you the story of a man in Lagos who sells, I think, I can't remember, maybe 150 or 200 million per day sales. He has prayer, he employs people that prays. Their own work is praying. When they come in the morning, they sign in the morning just to begin to pray. They don't have any other work. They don't market, they don't sell, they don't do anything. They just begin to pray, oh God, this business must prosper. Jesus, where is our customer? Move them now. You will get to that level. God will take you to that level. Number five, where we stop tonight. Keys to breaking barriers to vision accomplishment. Keep worshiping and praising God. Keep worshiping and praising God. Anywhere you find yourself, let your voice be lifted up in praise to your maker. Anywhere you find yourself, Bible says in John chapter 4 verse 23, John 4 23, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh after them. I didn't say Samuel, I said John, child. John 4 23, John 4 23. John 4, 23. People are looking for God. God is looking for praisers. People are searching for God. God is near there. They go to where there. Hey, where is God now? They say, God is in one mountain. 700 staircase. They climbed it. They went there. They came down again. God said, you are looking for me. I'm not far. I'm inside praise. Emayoluwa, Emayoluwa, Eyi eniyan gbogbo, Emayoluwa, 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 Eyi eniyan gbogbo. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. While I was worshipping God this evening, around 8:30, just this evening, just worshipping and praising God, I got a revelation for us to do another praise concert very soon. I will inform the choir about it. That is where our whole secret is. We are addicted to appreciate. That's why our enemies always fail. All their schemes, all their lies, all their jagaciousness results in babo. It results in nonsense. God praisers are not candidates of jagaciousness. David was not a perfect man. But the sequel of praise that God found in his life perfected him. That's why those people we bring here, they call them perfected praise. Praise perfects everything. What is not okay, praise will perfect it. What is not adequate, that's why ministers, choir members, you are a special class. You are in a special class. See yourself as such. Carry yourself as such as minister. That's why you can't misbehave anyhow. You are in a special class. Yes, we are all praisers, we are worshipers, but for you to separate yourself and consecrate yourself to the worship of Jehovah, there's no way it will not take over every issue of your life. And there's somebody here today, as you continue in your closet to worship God, as you continue to praise God night and day, everybody will come and thank God for you. Amen. The young will come and thank God for you. Amen. The old will come and thank God for you. Amen. Everybody that sees you will call you blessed. Amen. Listen to me, as God liveth, these forthcoming exams, it will be straight A's all through. Listen to me, as God liveth, the next business you will start, it will move from that little 100,000 or 50,000 you used to start it, it will move to multi-millions. Your daily sales will amaze everybody around you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Your daily sales, the amount that will be coming from that your small shop, it will amaze everybody around you. Let me hear your loudest amen. And as God liveth, so shall it be. I say, so shall it be. I say, so shall it be. Somebody's here, as God liveth, that barrier to your wedding that is supposed to have taken place that has not taken place, that barrier is hereby crushed to pieces. In the name of Jesus. That person that should have been thinking of carrying a baby by now, and that barrier is still there, that barrier is hereby flushed out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That person that by now you should be in your own house, and there are barriers holding you down from being a landlord, that barrier is hereby removed now in the name of Jesus. Every barrier of Satan that they did in the night when you are sleeping. The Bible said, when men slept, everything the devil did when you were sleeping, that thing be nullified now. What they did while you were sleeping, God will flush it away now. And every barrier to your peace of mind is hereby set on fire in Jesus' name. So shall it be.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.